Perik Aleph, Mishnayis, Dalet and Hey. In order to understand the first part of Mishnah Dalet, I have to give you some additional background and review a little bit. Remember, we said that there are three major types of Negoyim discussed in Parshas Tazria Mitzorah. Nige Adam, Negoyim, the Tzaras in the person, Nige Begodim, Tzaras in the garments, and Nige Batim, and Tzaras in the houses at the end of Parshas Mitzorah. In terms of the person, Nige Adam, there are some additional Negoyim, aside from the ones we had originally in terms of the shades of white and their mixtures of with red is mixed in with them also. There's also what's called Shechin and Mikveh. And the Rashi in Chumash explains that a Shechin is like a burn on the skin that comes from a cold blow. And Mikveh is a burn that comes from a hot blow, either from a hot piece of metal or fire itself. It's a little bit understand how you have a similar blow from something cold that looks like a burn. The Rambam in Perik Hey Halacha Aleph in Hilchos Tumas Saras makes it a little easier to understand. Misha Hoysalo Maka Bi Or Bisoro. A person has a wound in his flesh. V'nivsha to Or Machmes Maka, and the skin is peeled off, removed, as a result of this blow, of this wound. If the maka, which caused the loss of skin, was a result of fire, he was burnt with a coal or an ember or with hot iron, or a piece of stone that was heated in fire, this is called the mikveh, the burn. If the resulting wound was not because of fire, no matter how, what caused the wound, whether it was a stone or wood or anything else that causes wounds, Bein shehoisa maka ha-mikveh machmes choli haguf. Really interesting, the Rambam is referring to it as mikveh, but it's because of some type of physical illness, gon gorov, type of scab or chazozis, another type of skin infection, shehifsi ra'or, that he lost skin, or shachefes, or kadachas, vidalekes, or some type of other types of skin infections or fevers and illnesses, kiyotzi behem, so hishchisu, or which damaged the skin, destroyed the skin, harizu nikra, this is called shchin. So really the Rambam is telling us that their mikveh and shchin are identical, except that mikveh is caused by heat, and shchin is caused by anything else, a blow, or an illness, a skin infection, a fungus, something that destroys, eats away at the skin. So even though they're identical in appearance, because their causes are different, they're two different negoyim, and they are not mitzdoref. In other words, you have half a gris of mikveh and half a gris of shchin. They are not mitzdoref to metame a person. So that's mikveh and shchin. Then there's what's called nesokim. Nesokim are discolorations. I mentioned earlier that this applies to more than the shades mentioned in the Mishnah, Mishnayos previously. But in the facial, in the parts of the head and the beard area where there's hair. So discolorations there form their own type of nega, tzaras. In addition, if a person is bald and he has appearances of tzaras, and we'll see in later chapters what those appearances are, on the front of his head going down up to the forehead, or on the back of his head going down to the area right below the where the normal hair is in the back, and where there's a little bulge in the neck. So that's called the front of the scalp gabachas, and the back of the scalp kadachas. And they also are viewed as simply one nega. So the Mishnah begins, Rabbi Chanina Skan Hakonim, Omimaris Negoim Shisha Aser. Now, Chanina Skan Hakonim, the Vice Kohen Godol, said that there are 16 appearances of Negoim. The Rav says we're not goris this. The Rav has a long and complex explanation. He is obviously goris this in his I'm going to stick with the Rav for simplicity's sake, and not goris it, and not bother with it, and begin with Rabbi Doise ben Harkinis Omer Maris Negoim Shloshim Vishisha. So the Rav here borrows from the Rambam's language in the Pirush Mishnayis. And there's a kasha in the Rambam. He says that there are you have, first of all, in what we've learned already, there are four appearances of white, and then with each of those there's an additional mixture, a potoch or a damdam, where there's red mixed in to different gradations according to the appearance of the white. The brighter the white, the brighter the red. The dimmer the white, the dimmer the red. And generally the mixture is, I don't think I mentioned in the past, is based upon mixture of how you mix wine, is three parts of water to one part of wine. Now, the we have the, again, four basic whites and four mixtures. So that's eight. Then you have the mikveh and the shechin, which we count as one, and they have their four colors. They are found within four colors, or mixtures of those four colors. So that's eight. And then we have nisokim, again with eight. And the kasha the Rav is going to ask is that Nisokim has more than eight. There are a lot of colors in Nisokim. It doesn't depend upon those four in the Mishnah. And I'll give you a teretz that the Tosos Yom Tov brings down. And then, so that's another eight, that's 24. And then, Ukonegdim b'karachas v'gabachas, in a place where the person is bald, front of the scalp and the back of the scalp, that's an additional eight. Hari Shloshim Mishnayim Maros. So that's 32 Maros. 8 times 4 is 32. And then you have the Urakrak and the Damdam, the greenish and reddish mixtures of Nigei Begodim, which is an additional two, that brings us up to 34, and Yirakrak V'yadamdam of Nigei Batim, and the mixtures of green and red that are found in Nigei Batim in the houses, Hari Shloshim B'Shisha. So again, four, which are eight each in Nigei Adam, the plain Nigei Ar Basar, the Mikvin Shrin, together is visited as one with their eight colorations of the whites and their mixtures of colors. The Gabachas and Karachas are listed as one, and the Nisokim are listed as one. So that's 8 times 4 is 32, and then two colors, Adamdam and Yirakrak in Nigei Begodim, and Adamdam and Yirakrak in red and green of Nigei Batim. That's 36 colors. So, Akavya bin Mahalel Omer Shivim Mishnayim. All he does is take the first 32 when the Kohen first visits, and he views the 32 when he visits at the end as an additional 32, but it's the same colorations. Why does he view, does he list like this? It's perhaps that's the way he was taught the Mishnayos and listed, you know, from his Rebbeim and listed, or perhaps, you want to say in Derech, you know, in a homiletical fashion, Derech Drush, perhaps he wants to say that there's a difference, that the first appearance of the Nega brings the person into a state of Hezger, into a state of isolation or confinement. And the next one will either release him or will define him as a Mitzora completely. But there should be some type of change in the person in the course of the period of Hezger. And that's what he's saying, that we don't view the last 36, the last 32, as the or in the case of garments and houses, the last 36 as the same as the first 36. We should see some type of difference in the person whose body or whose garments or house is involved. And again, this is only by Derek Drush. I really don't know the reason why Kaviv Mahalel lists the 72. Then the Mishnah goes on to an entirely different topic. Rabbi Chanina Skana Kohenim Omer, Rabbi Chanina the Vice Kohen says the following: Ein Ruim Es Hanagoyim B'tchila Li Acharei Shabbos. One doesn't come to look at a Kohen, he's not supposed to see a Nagoyim at the first visit on a Sunday, Li Acharei Shabbos, after Shabbos, Yom Rishon. Why? Because the seventh day, starting with that Sunday, is going to end on Shabbos, Shavuah Shelo, Chol Yos B'Shabbos. The Sam is of the opinion that we don't want to have seeings, you know, rees of the Kohen on Shabbos. The Rav gives the reason because it resembles Din. And that's what's brought down by many, many of the Meforshim. There's an interesting, in Taris, an interesting Perish Mishnah is called the Mishnah Achrona, who is very creative, and he argues in this, and in fact he says it doesn't apply to the first sighting. Most Meforshim in the Mishnah do, so it's an interesting piece. If you want to look it up, you can look it up. It's a very creative and analytical piece. But there are problems to that piece also, because it's possible that Din is involved, because he might be machlit, he might define the person as a mitzvah on the very first after the 7 days. So anyhow, at the very beginning, on the first sighting, on the first visit. So the Tana says in Ruim Es Hanagoyim B'tchila Li Acharei Shabbos and Sheshvuah Shelo Chol Yos B'Shabbos, because the seventh day is going to be on Shabbos. V'lo b'sheni, and not on a Monday. Why? Because if it involves 2 weeks, so the seventh day of the first week is the first day of the second week. So if he sees him on Tuesday, then the first day of the last day of that first week will be Sunday, but that'll be the first day of the next week, and we don't see the going on the to begin with on a Sunday, because it'll bring out the second week on Shabbos, and then by a house you only have a third week by nigei batim, by negoim of the house, v'lo b'shlishi levatim, so v'len v'lo b'sheni b'shishvuah sheni shelo chol yos b'shabbos. V'lo b'shlishi levatim, nor in the case of a house can you see a person even on a Tuesday. I mean, they see a house for the first time even on a Tuesday, because the first week will end on a Monday, the next week will begin on a Monday, and the beginning on a Monday will bring the next week to the end of that week to a Sunday. And then the third week will bring it to the last visit will be on a Shabbos, and we don't want to see Negoyim on a Shabbos. Again, for the matter that it might be a Gzira, like it's like a Din. So, V'lo b'shlishi levatim, and not in the third week on a Tuesday, on Yom Shlishi, Shishua Shlishi Shalo Cholios B'Shabbos, because the third week by the Batim will fall out on the Shabbos. Rabbi Akiva merely alum roim, that you can see on any given day. Cholios B'Socha Shabbos, if suddenly a person on Shabbos wakes up and he sees a what might be a neged saras on Shabbos, mavirin liachre Shabbos, we delay the visit of the kohen until after the Shabbos, and this mishnah ends v'yesh bedover lohakilu lahachmir, and the consequences of delaying till after Shabbos can either be lachumra, it was disadvantage, and or lakula, and the next mishnayos explain this, but simply the point being that if when he first saw on Shabbos, it really was, if the Kohen would have seen on Shabbos, he would have said, "You're tameh, you could machli them right on the spot," and on Sunday by it goes away on the next day. So in such a case, it's l'chumra. He saw him on Shabbos and he was machlid him. On the other hand, if there was no neg on Shabbos and he would have said, "You're tor, everything's okay, forget about it," and the next day there's a simon of tumah, which could either require hezger or hechlit, then it's l'chumra. So this is how the next mishnah begins. Mishnah Hey, Ketzad l'hakel. Hoye bo sir lovan, v'holach lo sir lovan. Now, we didn't discuss this at any great length. Again, the Mishnayos are assuming that the person learned the Parshas, learned his Chumash, and he knows that if a person had a siman of tzaras, and there was a black hair, and the black hair turned white, so there was in this case on Shabbos, hoyebo sir lovon, and v'holachlo, and by Sunday it was gone, sir lovon. The hair disappeared; it fell out; it turned black again. So he's fine. So if he had he been seen on Shabbos, he would have been tummy. Would have been found to be a mitzara. He would have been muchlot with the black hair that turned white. But he was seen on Sunday, so he's okay. Hoyu lovonos. Or if he had white hairs and they turned black, the first case is where the hair disappeared. Beholachlo, it fell out, it disappeared. He had white hairs and they turned black. White hairs on Shabbos and on Sunday they were black again. Or achas levona v'achas shchira, one white and one black. V'hishchiru shneihem, and they both turned black. Aruchos v'hiktziru, he had long hairs and they became short. Whereas there's a shear for the hair. The Rambam gives it as a shear. Some give it as a shear if you can bend the hair over and it can touch its root. The Rambam gives it as a shear where you can cut the hair with a scissor. It's long enough to be cut with a scissor. Very short hair can't be cut with a scissor. So if they were long and they got short on Sunday for whatever reason, achas rucha v'achas ktsara, one was long, one was short, v'hiktziru shteim, they became short on Sunday. Nismach hashachin l'shteihem, the hairs, the white hairs, have to be within the original color, the whitish color. If there's a shechin, if there's a wound where the skin is the skin is wounded, and it's next to the hair, so it's not completely surrounded by the original tzaras, then it's not tame. Nismach hashechin l'shteihem. So if the shechin was touching both white hairs, oliachas mehem, or it was touching one of them, on Sunday, hikif hashchin l'shteihem, or the shchin surrounded both hairs, or liachas mehem, or one of them, or chilchon hashchin, the Shechin divided it up, so the Tzaras was less than a gris. Umichis Hashchin, and or the raw wound of the Shechin, the Hamichve, Umichis Hamichve, the Abohak, the Shechin itself is the wound. The Michis Hashchin is the healed area in the Shechin. That also will break up the tumor by the original Tzaras, which was a Ace of Beharis or their toldos. So the Michyas HaShchin, the healed skin of the Shechin, the HaMichve, or the Michve is touching the hairs, or Michyas HaMichve on Sunday again. All these things happened on Sunday. When the Kohen came to see, these are signs that the person is Tohar, so it's Lakula. And we have Bohak. Bohak is a new term. Bohak is any white that is less bright than the darkest of the four colors mentioned, which means it's less bright than the Krum HaBeitza, which was the darkest of the four. So the Bohak is just an appearance, some type of skin appearance. If there was a michya, which is a sign of tumah by itself, tumas. If there, and I'm sorry, in the just as a black hair turned white within the area of the gris of the white of the four colors or their four mixtures, that itself is a sign of tumah. So the same thing. If there's a michya, if there's a patch of healed skin in the original tzaras, that itself is a sign of tumah to machlit right away, to call, make him into a complete mesorah right away. So on Shabbos there was a michya, and on Sunday v'holchalo, the michya went away. Holchalo ha-michya, the michya went away. Now the michya, the laws of the michya, there are several laws, and one is that it has to be square, and the other it has to be in the middle. Hoisim rubas, if it was square on Shabbos, v'nasi segulam became, and it became round, arucha, or it became rectangular as opposed to square, mivutseris, it was in the middle, v'nasi smenatsad, it moved to the side, michuneses, it was contained within the original tzaras, v'nispazra, and michuneses means it was all contained as one unit, and it itself broke up. Even though it was still inside, it might be dots in the side, like a square, but it's not all one contiguous unit. Mispaj was scattered. Ubu hashchin. Again, now the shchin is just as it interrupts by the white hairs and the original tzaras, so too it interrupts by the michya. The nichnas besocha into the michya. Hikifa chelka omiyato. Or it surrounded part of the michya of the healed skin. Omiyato, it diminished the michya. The michya has to be the size of an adosh, the size of a lentil. Hashchin, again, also, aside from the omichyas hashchin, the shchin or the michya or the healed skin of the shchin, via michva, michvis hamichva, all these things interrupted or surrounded in this case, the michya. So, all these things, if they occurred on Sunday, would be mitire him, because you don't have the michya as right in the middle, surrounded completely by the other by the white colors listed in the first Mishnah, or their red mixtures. The Habohak again, or a color that's not one of those four colors, it's dimmer white than even the Krum HaLavon. Hoyebo Pisayon, on Shabbos the Tzaras is already spreading, and on Sunday when Kohen came to see, Holach Lo Pisayon, so let's say this was on the second week, he he came at the end of if he had come on Shabbos, he would have seen it as a pisoyon, and that would have been he would machlid, he would define the mitzora as a mitzora. But on Sunday the pisoyon left. O shehochalo loha om. The om is the main body of the tzaras. So there was a pisoyon, the tzaras spread, but the main body disappeared on Sunday. It wasn't there on Sunday. So it was around where it used to be, but it wasn't there. Hochalo om, the main body disappeared. Oshnus mato, vien bezer bezek gris, where it became small and there's no area with the size of a gris. Hashchin u'michis hashchin, v'hamichya u'michis hamikva v'yaboak, cholkin bein ha'om l'pisoyon. All these other types of tzaras, the shchin and the michis hashchin, the healed skin of the shchin, the burn and the michis of mikva, v'yaboak, and a white, boak is not a type of tzaras, again, boak is just a discoloration on the skin, which generally is good. Cholkin bein ha'om l'pisoyon. All these things, even though some of them, like the mikveh or the shchin, or the michyas hamikveh, the mikveh or michyas hashchin, and michyas hashchin, correct. All these things divide bein ha'om l'pisoyon. They separate between the main body of the nega, of the tzaras, of the sign, of the gris, that's the size of a gris, and the pisoyon, and the spreading. So again, if the kohen came on Sunday, even though there was pisoyon on Shabbos, it was attached to the om, it was attached to the main body of the tzaras, but on Sunday there was a separation, something breaking up between the main body and the pisoyon, then he's lucky, it's lohokil, and he's tohar. Hari ilu lohokil. So all these cases were, again, had the kohen come on Shabbos, it would have been a problem. But because he came on Sunday, it's not a problem. Because something happened in the interim to either minimize or break up or affect the tzaras in some way or other way, that it wasn't considered now a tzaras. I mentioned earlier on the previous Mishnah that the Tosfos Yom Tov asks on the Rabbi Nesek, that Nesek, even though it's listed one of the eight that seem to make up the 32 in the body, plus the additional two of Beged and two of the Batim that give you 36 colors, but by the Tzaras, by the Nesek, any color is a problem by the facial hair areas and the scalp hair areas where there's hair there. So the Tosfos Yom Tov brings down, and that's what the Rav asks on the Rambam. The Tosfos Yom Tov brings down the Korban Aaron, a perush on the Torah's Kohanim, who answers for the Rambam. The Rambam is very clear in his language. When in Perush Mishnayis, when he lists eight by all the others, by the Nigi Ar, by the Karakas and Gabachas, by the Michvin Nishrin, he mentions the number eight. By Nesek, he doesn't mention the number eight. He just mentions either clear or admixtures, like with the Potoch or Damdam. He doesn't mention the number because the Rambam is simply saying that these eight shades are the most common things found in Nisokim, but not exclusively colors for Nisokim, because there are other colors too for Nisokim. That's how the Korban Eidah answers for the Rambam. So really by Nisokim there were more than eight, but the primary colors that we mentioned, the four major whites and their mixtures with red, those are the most common things found in Nisokim. That was the Teretz.